News Talk 1620 WTAW, visiting with College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Fleer. A couple things we want to visit about today. One is the department is looking for a few good men and women.
That's right. That's right, Bill. Currently, the College Station Police Department is in a hiring process for officers. So as we like to say, we're looking for some heroes to come and serve their community by being policemen and women for the College Station Police Department. Currently, the application process is open. We're going to be accepting applications through our website through Thursday, August 21st. Following that will be the entry-level exam on August 30th. Now, I know sometimes people like to wait until the last second, but we're really encouraging people, if you want to apply, to apply early rather than later. And the reason for this is it's kind of a multi-step process. You'll have to submit an online application, and then what you'll do is then for the entry-level exam on August 30th, you'll show up to take the entry-level exam, but you'll also have to turn in a pretty extensive personal history statement that will get us started on doing a background investigation on potential applicants. It's going to require a lot of information, some transcripts, some things of that nature. So we're encouraging people to start on this process early rather than later, so that they can have everything lined up and ready to go come August 30th. Now, on that date, anyone who has submitted an application and comes to the entry level exam, they'll take that exam and they'll turn in that personal history statement. If they pass the exam, then they'll move on to the physical fitness test. And then what will happen then is the applicants will be required to run a mile and a half in under 15 minutes. So again, it's part of a long process, but it's a very rewarding career. It's very fulfilling to go out and serve your fellow community members in a variety of ways, and we're definitely a growing community and definitely a growing department, so we're looking for some really good applicants.
And I'm guessing that online application process and also the personal history information, that will pretty well give you a pretty good idea whether or not you want to pursue this as a career.
It's a good start. It's again because we are entrusted with the public to be public servants. Then we have to make sure that we're only bringing on the best and the brightest. And there are some, disqualifiers, certain criminal offenses or convictions. Driving, have to have a good driving record, have to be physically able to perform the duties of the job. So there's a lot of things that are requirements. But again, we're certainly looking for qualified and enthusiastic candidates. Information about it can be found on our website. There's a link off of the main PD page. That's www.cstx.gov/police. And you'll see the link there. It says Now Hiring Heroes. And if you follow through there, it'll take you to the online application. You can go through the whole process. There's some frequently asked questions. There's the requirements and disqualifiers, our salaries. There's just a lot of information that can be found through our website, so we encourage people to go check it out and to come on out and test. And we'd love to have the people come on board and be part of our team.
The other thing I want to have you bring up from your personal experience as well as anecdotal experience from seeing years of applicants to recruits to those who go through the process and become lifelong members of the law enforcement community, what is not in the application process? What are those intangibles that you have seen over the years that makes a successful officer?
It's definitely, it can be a challenging profession. You have to have a servant's heart, so to speak, because, again, that's what we are. We're public servants. We are there to serve the citizens of our community, to keep people safe. And sometimes that involves, in dealing with a criminal element. But the vast majority of the time, it's working with just with our regular citizens, interacting with them, and building those relationships, and communicating with one another to understand, what the situation is, and to try and come up with a problem-solving strategy to fix it. That doesn't always involve enforcement action. Unfortunately, sometimes it does. But a lot of the times, we seek to help, fix that problem through a variety of means. And so again, it's got to be somebody who's flexible, somebody who can listen, somebody who can communicate with one another of a variety of backgrounds and socioeconomic statuses and different beliefs, and just to understand that the main goal is to identify what's going on and seek to seek a solution that's in the best interest of everybody in our community.
Visiting with Lieutenant Chuck Flieger of the College Station Police Department while the recruiting is underway for the paid positions. CSPD has also put out the invitation for those who'd like to become a member of the Citizens Police Academy.
Absolutely. This is a pretty significant milestone for our Citizens Police Academy. This is going to be our 50th session. So that's quite an accomplishment. And so we're looking to try and do things a little bit special this time. We are taking applications for that also through our website. There's a link off of our main page at cstx.gov/police. And what the Citizens Police Academy is when you finish it, you're not a certified peace officer such as if you went through the police academy. But what it is, it's an opportunity. It's 11 weeks on Tuesday evening from 6:30 to about 9 or 9:30 each week. And each week we delve into some depth and detail about different aspects of our police department. We cover patrol, investigations, our SWAT team, our traffic, hostage negotiation, a variety of things to get a little bit of depth of knowledge, to understand what it is we do as police in general, and then also how we perform our duties with the College Station Police Department. Again, it goes back to that partnership. We as a police department, we're public servants. We want to work in conjunction with our community and build those partnerships. And the more that we understand about our community and that our community understands about us, the better start we have in building and maintaining those relationships. So it's certainly a very rewarding opportunity. We always have a lot of applicants for it. So, again, as with the paid police officer position, we would encourage people to apply early rather than later because we are limited on the number of seats for this session. So need to get your application in early if it's something that you think that you'd like to do.
Any basic requirements?
No, just again, we do have to do a basic background check, make sure that nobody has any active warrants or protective orders or things of that nature. But this is an opportunity for us to educate the public about police work and how we do our jobs.
And again, details online at cstx.gov/police on both the police academy and for paid positions.
Absolutely, sir.
Lieutenant Chuck Flieger of the College Station Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.